of the great challenges that poskim face when they try to paskin halachos is the ability to understand the reality of that which the Gemara said, the mitzvahs of the Gemara, in order to apply the dinim of the Gemara accurately. In these dapim in particular, the Rishonim speak out in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet, that we are uncertain as to the mitzvahs that the Gemara is talking about. We are not able to clearly identify the simanim, understand those identifying characteristics of the Gemara in order to understand these different forms that a woman can give birth to and how it is relevant to Tumas Leda. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that regardless of what form a woman gives birth to, you have to be machmir, you have to be stringent and keep 14 days of Tumah and all the other halachos that could be relevant. The Gemara Nida Daf Chof Dalet discusses a baby that was born with Gugalto Atuma. Something happened to its skull. And Rashi explains that Atuma means chasera. It was missing. And some of the posts can point out that they understand that this Gemara is referring to a baby that was born with an anencephaly. Therefore, I'd like to discuss what the poskim say about an anencephalic baby and an anencephalic fetus. The Nishmas Avram and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Lamed quotes a correspondence he had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that since, based on medical research, it's nearly impossible for a baby to live with an anencephaly. In fact, medical research only records a handful of babies that are able to live for a few years. Most of them die within a few hours or a few days. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't feel that there would be a prohibition, there would be a problem with aborting such a fetus. In fact, most of the poskim, even those that are typically machmir when it comes to abortion, when it comes to an encephalic fetus, they typically would be mekel. Now, when it comes to how to perform such an abortion, it's a separate discussion. But what if the baby was born? So Rav Shlomo Zalman refers us to the Tshuva Me'ahava that we discussed in a different shir. The Tshuva Me'ahava received a question from the city of Tushka in which there was a bizarre baby that was born. In fact, the Shul points out, he says that the doctors would never believe that such a baby could exist. And the father, in fact, wished to kill his son. The Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Elazar Fleckus responded and said, Chalila v'chalila to kill such a baby. And even though it is nearly certain that this baby will die, Rabbi Elazar Fleckus felt that it would still be usher to kill the baby. Granted, you wouldn't be able to be punished for killing such a baby. You wouldn't be chayiv misa. But still, he thought you'd be chayiv b'dinei shemayim. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, applying this Tshuva Me'ahava to an encephalic baby, thought that it would be prohibited to kill such a baby. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman ended off by saying that if the baby's heart stops beating by itself, or it stops breathing, it is not necessary to put the baby on a ventilator in order to prolong its life.